Something to keep in mind during Financial Awareness Month, small changes add up to big impact. That's why Acorns plus CNBC is inviting you to join a 30-day easy money makeover. They've set a small to-do list for every or small to-do thing for every day in April. Each will help you quickly start saving money, among other things. Kelly Grant is a senior editor there. Kelly, what have you put together?
Well, you have to know where you are to figure out where you need to go. So we were starting to look at some of these, basically financial advisors call them ratios or other key numbers that would tell you, you know, how much debt you're carrying and whether that's a dangerous amount of debt. What's your net worth? How much are you really saving and putting aside toward those goals? And that can help you figure out, just as a baseline where you might need to do some work. And then over time, as you start tracking those numbers, you'll be able to see, are some of the strategies that you're using effective or not?
All right. You know, your point on day two, search for unclaimed money. We see this all the time. And I know the amount of unclaimed money is staggering, but I feel like, why would I find money there? You know, it's kind of...
It is staggering. It is. It's more than $40 billion was some of the latest estimates that we saw. And, you know, we had our whole staff go through and look to see if they've had, some unclaimed money. And we did actually find it was almost $1,000 just in, a handful of people here. And the problem with unclaimed money is there's so many reasons that it can come into play. It could be, you moved and you didn't update your address. So say like a remainder check or something, went to an old address, wasn't forwarded, or, anything like that. Or even a lot of it comes from people who they pass away and they didn't do great estate planning. So suddenly those bank accounts are inactive or, money that should have been passed on has nowhere to go because they can't track down any heirs.
About this for a painful exercise, right? Canceling those unused subscriptions.
Well, we didn't find it too painful. That was another one that
psychologically
a lot of the staff
painful.
Went through. When you look at your regular spending, a lot of it does come down to these recurring subscriptions, and sometimes you end up with ones that you find that you're no longer using, and you really could trim it out and save a couple $100 a year.
What's the process for day number four, review and freeze credit reports?
Oh, this is a big one. I mean, most people have some sense that credit report is pretty important. It's all these bits of information out there about the ways that you are using credit, how responsible you are. It's the basis for your credit score, which lenders use to make a lot of key decisions. So we were telling people this is a good point to really go through, get the free credit reports you're entitled to, do a thorough review to make sure there aren't any red signs of fraud or any mistakes, which can be pretty prevalent, and then, go on and actually, take a look at freezing your report to help you head off identity theft.
We're speaking with Kelly Grant, senior editor at Acorns plus CNBC. They've got a story running about a 30-day easy money makeover. And in theory, you could choose one item a day for the month of April during Financial Literacy Month and help yourself out. I know you advocate this too because you've done it, and that's do a home inventory.
Oh, yes. That's actually one piece that I'm working on right now. This is something, and something you and I have talked about, too. There are a lot of easy ways to do this, although it can sound like a daunting task when you think about just the contents of one kitchen junk drawer. You could easily have, 40 small items in there that you would need to catalog. But there are some good apps out there that can make this a pretty painless process when you're snapping some photos and, kind of hanging on to those in the event that you do have some need for a claim.
How about cleaning up the house and getting rid of some of that stuff you don't use?
Obviously, big trend right now is to, as Marie Kondo would put it, get rid of anything that doesn't spark joy. And the nice part to think about here is that things that you may want to get rid of, items that are in pretty good condition, it's just not something that you happen to need or want anymore. There are some interesting ways that you could try to monetize that, and maybe somebody else will get joy from that item, and you will get joy from a fuller wallet.
Help us out with day eight, and that's asking for lower rates. And everything's on the table here?
We're recommending you really give everybody a call, your current bill providers, your credit card issuer, all of these different folks, anyone really that you do business with, to just see maybe you can get a better deal. Creditcards.com had done regular surveys where they found it's about 70% of people who ask to have a lower fee for their annual fee were able to achieve that. We also had some success here in terms of getting, some recurring bills like cable and telephone lowered.
Oh, how about that? And that's one that you have to use some charm, right? You can't go in there like a bowl in a china shop, right?
You always get more flies with honey than vinegar is what they say, right?
Reviewing account statements on day nine, that would mean what?
Well, of course, we had you already in the scheme of these tasks take a look for recurring subscriptions, but it's always just a good idea to go through some of your recent account statements if you haven't, to be aware of, you know, A, any potential fraudulent charges, but also it gives you a really good sense of where your spending is and, you know, if there are particular items or categories that you should maybe be a little more mindful of as you go forward in your spending, or things that you would want to, you know, maybe better plan around to save some money.
How about picking a day to maximize work benefits? What would that entail?
Well, this is a big one. I mean, and we've talked about this topic before as well. It's for a lot of folks, you know, benefits add a substantial amount to your compensation, and not just big ticket things like your health insurance or your retirement match. All of that's worth looking at, but what you really want to dig into is some of these smaller benefits, which are pretty common but can really add up, things like cell phone discount, gym reimbursement, pre-tax commuter cash, all of these little purchases that you might make that, you know, sometimes your employer is willing to offer some better deals there through group purchasing, can really add up over time.
All right. Later in the month, too, like on day 17, you said up insurance deductibles.
Well, you always want to play around with insurance, and that's, we've got a few tips within here. The first one being, you know, to reshop your insurance, which we know, you know, from numbers out there that people just don't do, and that can add up where, you know, you're paying maybe hundreds of dollars more than you really need to, just from inaction there. And then once you feel like you've got a good deal within, you know, this insurance provider versus another, then you want to be thinking about things within your policy that you could do that would maybe help you save a few more bucks. Some simple things would be to increase your deductible if you feel like you could afford to do so. You know, kind of keeping in mind, if you need to file a claim, higher deductible, it's a little bit of a higher bar because you have to pay that money out before you're going to see any benefit from the insurance company. Another simple thing would be to, you know, either bundle home and auto policies or just change around how often you're paying for these policies. Oftentimes, insurers will be willing to give you a better deal if you're making, say, like one payment for the year instead of paying, splitting that up every month.
We're speaking with Kelly Grant at Acorns plus CNBC. Her story is the 30-day easy money makeover. Day 19, recognize time traps. I like this one.
Well, this is a big thing that people tend to do, is we get so focused on saving money that we don't really think about the time that's involved in that sometimes. You know, one of the classic examples being that, you know, we'll drive all the way out of our way across town to save a couple of cents per gallon on, you know, refilling with gas. So you always want to be thinking about, you know, for a lot of these opportunities to save money, you know, what is your time worth and how do you, you know, find that sweet spot between, you know, time and money and making sure that you're getting a good deal on both.
Day 23 is an easy one to always postpone. Update account beneficiaries.
Yeah, we do tend to always put this one off, but, you know, honestly, this is a task that will take, you know, in most cases, just a couple of minutes here of updating and can really save you a lot of headaches. What people tend to forget is that sometimes, you know, there are certain types of assets that pass, they call it outside the will, so whoever is on your life insurance policy as the beneficiary, that's who's going to get that money, regardless of whether your will says otherwise. And people tend to forget about this when they, you know, get married, they get divorced, they have kids. So you might have some beneficiaries there that are out of date that if you really looked at it and go like, well, do I want my ex-spouse to walk away with my life insurance money? Probably not.
Mm. How about later on, say, day 29, upping your 401k rate?
Well, we figure by this point in the challenge, if you've been following along, then maybe you've got some extra money in your budget that you can feel like you're okay to maybe increase your 401k contribution a bit. We know that it's about one in five employees that still do not contribute enough to get the full match. And, you know, even if you're feeling like at this point in the challenge, you still don't have enough money that you're hoping, you know, to be able to increase that, a lot of providers will still let you go in and set an automatic increase for a future date. So you can say, well, I know, you know, at this point, I'm going to get, you know, probably my cost of living increase, my small raise, my bonus, whatever it ends up being, and I'm going to put in that it'll automatically go up 1% at that point.
Thanks, Kelly. Kelly Grant, senior editor at Acorns plus CNBC.